This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Governor Phil Scott has amended his emergency order from last week to further restrict public gatherings as the number of cases of COVID-19 in Vermont continues to grow. There are now 12 cases in the state. VPR's John Dillon was at the governor's news conference today, and he's with us now. John, this comes on top of the school closings that the governor ordered over the weekend. Why did the governor decide to take these actions?
To limit the spread of the disease by social distancing, you know, by getting people to stay away from each other. That's the strategy that we've all heard so much about. So last week he banned gatherings of 250 or more, and his order today follows the advice of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which said the more prudent course is to limit even smaller gatherings. So he says no mass gatherings, the governor says, of 50 or more, or 50% of the licensed occupancy of a public space, whichever is less.
And are there any exceptions to that?
Yeah, this is for non-essential gatherings of people. So it doesn't apply to normal airport operations, you know, bus stations, grocery stores, office environments. And the governor's asking event sponsors and people who operate commercial space to check with the emergency management office if they have other questions. But, you know, this really follows what so many events are doing, as we've seen just late last week and over the weekend, you know, numerous cancellations of public events.
Yeah, and this comes just as we've heard that there are more cases of the disease, right?
Yeah. Mark Levine was at this news conference. He's the health commissioner. And he says what we've got now is 12 total cases. And here he is talking about how these cases seem to be spreading.
At least 3 out of the 4 most recent cases seem clearly to be the result of person-to-person spread of illness in the community and not travel-related.
So that was Dr. Mark Levine, the health commissioner of Vermont, talking about how we're seeing cases spreading not by people coming here from other places, but by community transmission.
And the governor also talked about school closings, and that takes effect on Wednesday. We know that many working people, including perhaps most importantly healthcare workers, have children, of course, and rely on school for their kids during the day. So what's the plan for those folks?
It's very much a work in progress. The governor acknowledged that for healthcare workers in particular, closing schools could and will cause great disruptions for childcare. He said this is a priority for the state in its planning efforts, and he said the state's basically working on it.
We are putting a plan into place so that we can provide for childcare for those first responders and those in the healthcare field that are going to be needed in the coming days and weeks. So at this point, we don't have it perfected, but we're working on the plan as we speak.
And so the governor's talking about using these next 48 hours to sort of figure out what's next and providing childcare for healthcare workers.
And schools and parents also have to get prepared. So what's going on with the effort on that end?
It's really a huge task because everybody, you know, kids have to be educated. But everybody has to work on how that's going to happen. The schools are developing remote learning plans, which will, in some cases, likely be a combination of online learning and hard copy, you know, educational lessons plans that parents or others pick up. Because some areas of the state, as we know, obviously don't have great internet, and not everybody has an internet connection, even if there is internet. And then the other issue is, you know, nutrition. Schools are where children eat. 40% of the state's 77,000 kids get free or reduced meals at schools, reduced cost meals. They're using these 48 hours again to figure out what to do.
Some of the options would be different variations of a grab-and-go system. You could, a particular school or district could set up kind of a drive-through so that they can maintain distance between family member picking up in a car and the provider.
That was Deputy Education Secretary Heather Boucher talking about what they're trying to do to make sure kids get fed during this time.
Yeah. And finally, John, what happens to educational quality and student performance if everyone's working and learning at home? Is it possible to maintain the normal standards of a normal in-person school?
It's a huge concern. I asked Deputy Secretary Boucher about that, and she said, you know, student performance goes down even in the summer after summer vacation. So they're really trying to figure out how to avoid the slippage, but she acknowledges that it's a concern and perhaps could happen.
That's VPR's John Dillon. John, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Henry.